Thank you and welcome to Scripture on Creation. I'm Scott Kump.
And I'm Dr. Ben Scripture.
Dr. Scripture, you're going to respond to a question from a listener today that comes out of Genesis chapter 6, a portion of God's Word that seems to generate a lot of questions.
It sure does, Scott. And the question I'm going to address is from a person with whom I've been corresponding about an article I wrote entitled, How Long to Build the Ark? In Genesis 6:3, God says the days of man will be 120 years. Now, there are two main interpretations of what those 120 years refer to. One is that God intends on bringing the flood in 120 years. The other is that God is going to bring the lifespan of man down, limiting it to 120 years. My understanding is the latter. However, Averill, who I've been discussing this with, thinks the 120 years refers to how long it would be until God sent the flood. We've had good interaction, and in that vein, Averill said something in a recent email that made a good point, and so I want to consider it. Scott, go ahead and read the letter.
Okay. Hello, I have a bit to add on the subject of Genesis 6:3. According to 2 Chronicles 24:15, Jehoiada, the high priest, lived to be 130 years old. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts in regard to this, Averill.
Now, that's an excellent question. And to see just what Averill is referring to, Scott, let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 4, starting at verse 14 and reading through verse 16. Here's the end of verse 14. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada.
Now when Jehoiada reached a ripe old age, he died. He was 130 years old at his death.
And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done well in Israel and to God and his house. So from these verses we learn that Jehoiada was an exceptional high priest. He was faithful to the Lord to the point that though he was a priest, they buried him with the kings. And to answer Averill's question, I think the fact that God gave Jehoiada an exceptionally long life is an example of the exception proving the rule. The rule being human lifespans were going to be decreased after the flood and ultimately limited to approximately 120 years. But God made an exception in Jehoiada's case because he was rewarding him for such an upright life.
Okay, so Dr. Scripture, you said your correspondence with Averill was based on an article you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
The article explained why you thought God was referring to the lifespan of man and not how long it would be before he sent the flood, when he said the days of man would be 120 years. Given what we've talked about so far, perhaps it'd be good to share some of that explanation contained in your article with our listeners.
That's a good idea. Here goes. It's not uncommon to hear a statement like, Noah built the ark for 100 years. However, there is no mention in the Bible of a 100-year time span during which Noah did anything. One reference in the New Testament, that's 1 Peter 3:20, does refer to the time during which Noah was building the ark, but it does not give a specific time frame. It says, when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through the water. But there is a time span actually stated in the Bible, which is often connected to Noah and his building of the ark, and that is 120 years, which is mentioned in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Quote, then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years, unquote. So a common inference made concerning those 120 years is that God intended to judge the world by causing the flood in 120 years. And the reasoning then follows that Noah had those 120 years to construct the ark. Thus, the source of the remark, Noah built the ark for 100 years. However, is that really the intent of God's statement in Genesis 6:3? Let's consider the circumstances of Noah's life when God speaks to Noah about building the ark. What God says to Noah is recorded in Genesis 6:13-21. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. Make for yourself an ark. Everything that is on the earth shall perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. That's condensed from all those verses 13 through 21. And when you take the entire context, these verses that I read appear to be when God first tells Noah to build the ark. And notice, at that point in Noah's life, he not only had three sons, they were married. So now with that in mind, there are two other chronological details of Noah's life, which then allow us to narrow the time frame during which God must have commanded Noah to build the ark. Genesis 5:32 says, Noah was 500 years old, and Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And then, moving forward, Genesis 7:6 says, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. These two figures indicate that Noah's sons were approximately 100 years old when the flood came upon the earth. And this is verified with respect to Shem in Genesis 11:10, which states that he was 98 years old when the flood came. Since it appears that God first spoke to Noah about building the ark when his sons were not only born but married, it had to have been significantly less than 100 years, perhaps 60 or at the most 70 years from the time God commanded Noah to build the ark to the time God caused the flood. Now, it is certainly reasonable that Noah, his sons, and other hired hands could have built what was essentially a large four-story building in 60 years. But if indeed there were just 60 or so years during which the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, what then is the significance of the 120 years mentioned by God in Genesis 6:3? It could be that God simply waited 60 years before telling Noah to begin building the ark. However, I think God had a different intent when referring to those 120 years. In Genesis 6:3, when he says, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The context of God's statement seems to be more in reference to the lifespan of mortal man. In the days of Noah, people lived on average about how long, Scott?
Well, it was 900 years or more.
Right, about 900 years. And that average was sustained from Adam, who lived to be 930, to Noah, who lived to be 950. But immediately after the flood, the recorded lifespans of man dropped, and the trend is a dramatic decrease from Shem, who lived only 500 years after the flood, which is pretty crazy.
What a pop.
For a total of 600 years, to Jacob's son Joseph, who lived a mere 110 years.
Well, a span of 110 years is one that most of us wouldn't mind hitting today.
Yeah, right. But we need to be reminded that the legacy of man, when God says his days shall be 120 years, is summarized by God when he says in Genesis 6:5, every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, could it be that what God intended to do by way of the flood was not only destroy all flesh with the earth, but intentionally bring down the lifespan of man from the extreme age in excess of 900 years in the pre-flood era to a maximum of 120 years in the post-flood age? And there is actually aging research which confirms this idea. Many scientists who are studying aging are surprised at what they're finding. Although the average lifespan of humans has been increasing over the last century, especially due to advances in medical technologies, still the maximum lifespan for humans has not increased. It appears that the maximum lifespan remains pinned at approximately 120 years of age. Now, I cited research that was done back in 2003 when I made that comment. And if you're interested, you can look at the November 2003 issue of Discover Magazine to find that research. But even with that research, Scott, scientists were optimistic about increasing this maximum to about 150 years, but that has remained to be simply hope. So, Scott, that is some of what I wrote in that article, How Long to Build the Ark, which will then let everyone understand our question for the day.
Okay, Dr. Scripture, I think that pretty well explains your reasoning, which is even supported by current research.
That's right.
But I also wonder how Moses' statement in Psalm 90 that the lifespan of man is 70 years, or if by strength, 80 years, fits into this discussion. It seems like the average lifespan is increasing in modern times, and that we could be approaching an upper limit beyond 120 years.
Well, to answer that, let's start with the question, what is the average human lifespan today? This is from the United Nations World Population Prospects, and it was a revised document in 2015. The worldwide average life expectancy is 71 and a half years. That's 68 years and 4 months for males, and 72 years and 8 months for females. Boy, that hardly seems fair. That was from a study over the period of 2010 to 2015. And without going into details, and just there is a difference in the West compared to the rest of the world, you might be surprised to learn that the life expectancy in the U.S. is only 31st in a list of 223 countries. But indeed, the life expectancy is longer in the West than in the third world. So what about what Moses says about the 70 or 80 year lifespan? I think we surely should understand that it is referring to an average, the top of the bell curve, so to speak. And isn't it interesting that even today, with all the advances in medicine, the average is right about there, 70 years. But as I read in 2003, research indicated the maximum wasn't increasing. It seemed to be pinned at about 120 years. And the results of that research published in the journal Nature in August of 2017 has confirmed that the oldest humans are not getting any older. Statisticians at two Dutch universities have published a paper giving what they believe is the maximum number of years the average healthy human has to live. The research, the work of statisticians from Tilburg and Erasmus universities, relies on a branch of statistics called extreme value theory, used to predict extreme and uncommon deviations in probability. Using 75,000 deceased Dutch citizens, 94 or older, and their death dates as an information pool, the researchers determined that the maximum human lifespan is about 115 years. The scientists contend that despite ever-improving medical advances, humans aren't generally getting much older. The deceased citizens studied over the 30-year period lived long lives. The number of citizens who reached 95 tripled during that time, but the population in general wasn't getting older as a whole. And so, for some people, it's exciting because here this is scientific verification once again of the Bible, but for others, it may be disturbing because if you're looking to medical advances, genetic therapy and all this to live 150, you better put your hope somewhere else. Because the Word of God seems to indicate that, in fact, there is a maximum to how long man is going to live in this post-flood era. And the Word of God also tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. And that's not what I say. That's what Scripture says.